Don't forget to visit our website, internetadvisor.net, because coming up in these next few months as the football season and then the basketball season comes on us, since WJR is the voice of sports for MSU, you're going to find our program shifts around quite a bit and is often preempted, as in next week and some other weeks in the months of September. But you'll be able to find out when we're on the air by going to internetadvisor.net, and we'll have the information there, or check us out on Facebook or on Twitter as well. Well, there's a company that you're going to be hearing a lot about here on the Internet Advisor as we continue on through the fall. That's a company called CompuQuest Inc. And the gentleman who is with me on the line right now is Phil Biondo, who's part of the ownership of that company, and they are going to be supporting the Internet Advisor show as one of our key sponsors in this upcoming season. And Phil, we want to welcome you to WJR.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
Thanks so much for being with us. Hey, tell us what is unique and different about your company, CompuQuest Inc.
Well, our company is family-owned. I have my wife, Maria, who runs the office, and my partner, Mimo, who handles the technical portion of it, but we're all family. I have my cousin Peter, and we hired Shane and Paul, and then I have Michael in sales. But what we are is like a family environment. We're a mom-and-pop computer shop in Sterling Heights, and we had this great following of referrals of customers coming to us to help them with their computers. And, you know, our passion shows in what we do for our customers and helping them educate them on the machines, on what to buy, you know, what kind of issue they're having, and just being totally honest and transparent about the problems that they're having with their computer.
You know,
and that usually makes a big difference in why we've been such a success in our area.
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of people from time to time. We can help them here on the air directly, and that's great. We love to do that. But there are times when we just know that the best thing to do is take this to somebody that you know and trust and have them help you, because we, you know, we can't do it for them, obviously, here virtually. So it's great to have a firm like yours where people can go in, they can talk directly to somebody who is part of the ownership of the company that is really going to give them a little bit of extra hand-holding, help them through their problem, and help them get it fixed and back on online.
Yeah, it's you know, we do it every day. We see hundreds of customers a month, and it's just our passion since, you know, we've been in business 12 years.
Now, Phil, so for these last 12 years, you started out helping businesses and then expanded out that it's not just businesses, but you go into regular, like, our listeners' homes and help them out.
Yeah, well, we do. We go to home offices. We go to homes. I mean, it's just, we have large businesses that we do. I mean, we cater to everybody. We work on all kinds of brands, all the major brands that we work on, and even Mac we work on a lot too now, because it's become an ever-growing popular product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's starting to.
We're seeing it a lot.
Yeah, there's some of us in here who would agree with you wholeheartedly, because we have our Mac users and we have our PC users. But Phil, one of the things, you've got your store in Sterling Heights, okay? There's a lot of people listening to us from all over Southeast Michigan, down into Ohio, lots of different places. Obviously, not everybody's going to be able to get to that Sterling Heights store. Where do you serve? What's your service area? Where somebody, you know, who's listening right now, if you're listening down in the Irish Hills, could you have somebody help them?
I mean, we don't go too far out because it just doesn't make any sense. Because the thing is that we run a very transparent and honest business, and meaning that if I have to drive down to the Ohio border, you know, we're charging a lot of money. It just doesn't make any sense. So in that case, when people call us and say, "Hey, you know, I'm in Ohio, or I'm on the border of like Woodhaven," and what we do typically is I'll go out and actually physically find someone for that customer that we would put our trust into it.
Excellent.
So I do a little research for our customers if they're too far, but if they're close enough, or I can do a lot from the office. We can do remote service calls too. We can remote in and work on the machines versus having to get in the car. Usually that's the last resort. If we just can't fix it, then we'll go out.
Yeah, Cal?
So, Phil, for some of our people who either do home offices or some of our business owners that are listening to the show, the folks that you have that come out and service them, are they Apple certified? Are they Microsoft certified? Could you tell a little bit about your credentials that you offer?
Yeah, all of our techs have the Toshiba HP authorization, A-plus authorizations. A lot of the authorizations that we have are from the manufacturer. That allows us to get the service manuals. It allows us to get everything that we need to properly repair. Also gives us information on if there's like a service alert or a service bulletin about a notebook. So what happens is if there's a string of notebooks coming into our office, we already know about it. We already have the fix versus spending hours troubleshooting it with the manufacturer. But, yeah, we do have Microsoft certs. We are Microsoft authorized. So everybody that's in our company has got experience and they've been around the block when it comes to a computer problem. So it's more than likely we've already seen the problem or heard of it. And we've got a patch for it.
Well, Phil, we link to your site from our site to CompuQuest Inc. But under the contact tab, I notice the whole long list of Metro Detroit cities that you serve. So
yes.
If people are unsure whether you would go to Gibraltar or East Point or down to or to Walled Lake or Waterford, you can look right on your site and see those cities. Also, I noticed that you offer some things that that people have from time to time have asked us about, which is computer recycling, what to do with their old computer. You'd help them with that because you can't just throw a computer into a landfill these days, right?
Please don't.
So that, and then the computer tune-up package I thought was great. You know, if your computer's running slowly, those are great services.
Yeah, a lot of everything that we do is we try to keep it under our roof. You know, people bring their computers into our office and say, well, it's not worth fixing anymore, just throw it away. And no, it's got to be properly done.
Right.
So recycling just became a natural extension of our company.
Excellent. You know? Phil, you guys are doing a great job. I know we're going to hear much more about it. Matter of fact, we want to make sure that we keep in touch with you guys and have some of, matter of fact, if possible, maybe some of your tech guys come on with us at some point in the future and help to answer some questions for our listeners as well. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
That's
I'm more
great.
Than happy to do that.
Listen, folks, this name, CompuQuest Inc., is one you're going to hear quite often here as they're sponsoring WJR. And, Phil, thank you for that. We'll be hearing much more about that from you guys and hearing more about your services as well. Take care of yourself. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks a lot.
All right, folks, stay tuned. Coming back after Gene Fogle and news at the top of the hour, we're going to be here to answer your questions at 1-800-859-0WJR.